Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thing, it's like you're choosing to live in New York. You're choosing to live in L.A. Like,
yes. There's a reason that John Mayer bought a house.
Where does he live now?
Montana. Or he does a lot of
To your point,
serious stuff.
Mayer has claimed, like, his greatest period of getting ass was when he was in Atlanta before,
coming up.
Before whatever the Room for Squares.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Timberlake bought a place in
he lives in Franklin.
He has a place in Montana as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not great. You don't have to be up in this stuff. So, I don't know. Their life's not that hard. How do I get too rich too fast? I want
to
know.
And honestly, it's not even just to like tell everybody I'm rich.
No.
It's just so my wife would get off my back. I wouldn't even probably move. I literally think if I just got super rich, I might buy a new house here.
Yeah, I would just need I would need a different house in Germantown.
But I'm still here.
Yeah.
My parents are here.
My family's here.
Her family's here. I'm not moving.
No.
But it's just mainly just so I don't have to listen to the nagging. Although, before we get to Harrington, Mark from Sugar Ray also has an all-time lie. When did paying for everything count for nothing?
That's a good point.
He was like at a house party and his wife's just ripping him up one side, the other. Kids are running around. He's just like, when you're paying for everything, just count for nothing.
Yeah.
It is nice to know. It's like,
that's an awareness that he said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
He sure did. All right. When we come back, Chris Harrington is going to be on the show. He's here every day in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he is.
At the beginning of 10 o'clock, where he's supposed to be straight up at 10 o'clock. At least that's what Jeff always says. But he is never straight up at 10 o'clock.
Ever.
Not
ever. And we're
ever.
Continuing the tradition.
Why stop now? We're not trying to buck the system.
No.
We're trying to stay in line with the system. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm J.R. Moore, filling in for Jeff on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. I want this to kick in. We're going to let this breathe for a minute.
Yeah, you got to open it up.
It's got that good long intro. Yeah. This is 70s style.
Let that puppy breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe decant that.
Mm-hmm. How long is this intro?
Well, right now we're at a minute.
It's going for a while. Let's do that Chris Harrington thing. Hey, Chris, I know what we're listening to, but for the people out there listening, what do we got going on here?
This is, of course, theme from Shaft by Isaac Hayes, but given the drummer some today, sending this out to drummer Willie Hall, Memphis musician, who plays drums on this track, and if the internet is believable, is 75 years old today.
75, all right. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good hi-hat work right there.
Man's rocking that hi-hat. Yeah. I like it. All right, Chris. So we have talked about next to nothing when it comes to sports today. We may get to some grisly stuff. Actually, you know, I'm going to ask you, I read your mailbag from yesterday, and I think my favorite question from the mailbag, and I don't know if you've dived more into this or not, but the question of Born Ready being the best one-season Grizz player ever, have you, besides him and Tyreek, have you thought about this more? Has anybody else come up? Because I think that's a super fun question.
So I happen to have, because I'm working on some other Grizzlies project now, so I happen to have on my laptop, I can actually hit a couple buttons. So the highest single season, a player who only played one season ever for the Grizzlies, Tyreek Evans is the highest scoring average. As I scroll down, the second highest is Avery Bradley, but he only played 14 games. That doesn't count.
Yep.
Then you have Lance Stephenson, but that was only 26 games. You got to really go down. Like Drew Gooden only lasted 1 year as a rookie.
Wow.
Top five pick. That's a notable one. Gordon Giracek also one season.
Okay.
Oh, a good one is Juan Carlos Navarro.
There we go.
That might be the real answer. He played all 82 in his one season with the Grizzlies. Was very good and, you know, off the bench on a team that wasn't as good as they thought it would be and then was out. Matt Barnes, I think, is a notable
one. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Is he the one that gave us the spoons to a knife fight?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's an all-time line.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, like in the moment I said Tyreek was probably the best player who only played one season, but that was like a bad season, and that was a bad ending for him. I think when you throw in sort of memorable, notable kind of stuff, I like the Matt Barnes better, and I even like the Drew Gooden better.
I mean, I remember Drew Gooden playing for the Grizzlies.
Bobby Jackson basketball.
Oh, yeah. I barely remember Drew.
Is Gooden the one that Jerry moved? Like he just moved off of him, like right off.
Yes, that was Miller,
he
right?
traded him this season. And Navarro, who I just said, I forgot about. So I'm gonna say Matt Barnes, Juan Carlos Navarro, Bobby Jackson.
Bobby Jackson's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like Lance Stephenson played more than 26 games. The amount of like entertainment that came out of those 26 games, it felt like we had a whole season's worth of. I couldn't believe when I read that he only played 26 games that year. I could have sworn it was over half the season.
Well, he co-starred with Tony Allen in the Hateful Eight game where they went to Cleveland. And, like, Randolph is out, and Conley's out, and Gasol's out, and LeBron's playing, and, like, all those dudes are playing, and they just go to Cleveland and win anyway. And Tony has some stupid, like, 25-point whatever stat line that night.
Tony Allen and Lance Stephenson on the same team?
Lance Stephenson's a lot like Jim Carrey's 94. You can have a lot of complaints about the career, whatnot, but, like, you can't deny that 94.
You cannot.
Yeah, the day I remember the day after that game, I threatened to file a petition to claim to change the name of Cleveland Street in Memphis to Tony Allen Avenue.
That'd have been fantastic. I just can't imagine having to manage that as a coach to have Lance Stephenson and TA on the same team.
Like, right.
How do you get anything done?
That's kind of like some Mike Tomlin when he's got like Antonio Brown. Oh, yeah. He's got that whole locker room. It's like, how did you manage that one, big guy?
Oh, that is
I'd have to look it up and see who else was playing that night. But it was like, I don't know, Jarrell Martin. Like, it was a wild night.
That is crazy. All right, Jeffrey and I were talking about this before the show started because he brought us some Three Little Pigs for breakfast, which sent us down a little rabbit hole. And that most of the time when I hear you talk about food, it's barbecue or we talk about Mexican food. And I heard y'all talking about tacos yesterday with Drew. And I have my two favorite foods are tacos and cheeseburgers. Your taco spots, it was stuff I had to write down. It was restaurants I'd never heard of before, but I'm definitely going to check them out. But I don't know that I've ever gotten your take on your favorite burgers in town. Or are there burger places that you know that are like, this is a hidden gem?
I don't know that I do. I think my tastes are pretty basic. I'm trying to think of Memphis burger stuff. So there's actually a place, now I can't remember what it's called, but there's a little like walk-up window place on South 3rd Street across from...
That's what I'm talking about.
Across from Interstate Barbecue.
Yeah.
And I've only eaten there once.
You felt safe walking up to that?
It was, but I mean, not entirely, but like, you know, you gotta have a tough skin to navigate the city. But the person that, as God is my witness, the person who tipped me off to it was Chris Wallace, former Grizzlies GM, who really liked. It's called like Double Burger, Lotta Burger. I think that's what it's called. It's called Lotta Burger.
Lotta Burger.
Chris Wallace is also fat enough for me to trust him.
That 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, if Chris Wallace tells me that's a good burger, I'm like, I believe him on that.
I've got many food and restaurant tips over the years from Chris Wallace. So Lotta Burger. I only went there once. I mean, if I'm getting a burger in Memphis, and I, you know, everyone used to really love the super fancy burger at Bishop.
Yep.
And I never got it. I only ate there two or three times. I never wanted to order the burger because I was like, how often am I going to come to one of these places? Let me try some snails, you know? I never got the burger. And so, like, I tend to get tops. Or, like, I like to sit at the bar at Huey's and get a Smoky Melt, man. Smoky Melt's my go-to there. But I don't really have them. Like, people used to love Roxy's. I didn't really love the burger at Roxy's. I like the idea of Roxy's down in sort of the Pinch District, Greenlaw neighborhood.
Sure.
I actually didn't love the burger that much. So I don't have a good answer to that. You got some tips for me?
I don't really. I mean, I always
Do y'all like Westies?
I haven't been to Westies in a long,
that's
long
the problem.
Time.
I don't know if I've had a burger at Westies. I've had a fudge pie at Westies, right? But I don't know if I've ever had the burger there.
I think the thing that stands out to me is Huey's is one of those institutions that kind of everybody agrees on. Like,
yes.
Normally, I feel like Huey's doesn't really get a lot of hate. Everyone just kind of agrees, like, pretty good burger.
It's pretty good burger. And if you're gonna try to go against like, oh well, Huey's isn't my favorite place, you just say Tops. Which is also great. And so if we feel like everybody agrees that Huey's and Tops is kind of fantastic. It's just like, so, I think you can find yourself anywhere on Summer Avenue and get great Mexican. Just stop at one of them on summer, and you'll be like, this is a great Mexican and great tacos. I don't know if that exists with burgers.
So I think my favorite burger I've had in Memphis in the last couple of years, and it may not exist anymore. I just try to pull up their Instagram, and I don't see a recent posting. So maybe they're not operating. But there was a food truck called the Smash and Grab Burger Lab.
Whoa.
And they did a smash burger stuff,
yeah.
Food truck, and that was really, really good. But I don't know if they're around. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I would check that out. Maybe they are. I'm seeing something on their Instagram that was from July where they were out somewhere, like the Agri Center or whatever. But keep an eye on that food truck.
Well, there's so many more taco food trucks than there are burger food trucks. I don't know if that's just like a logistical thing. It's just easier to do taco food trucks. I don't know why it would be. But it feels like you see those all the time and rarely ever see burger food trucks. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just easier entry point. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if it's as simple as, like, you need more room to cook.
Maybe so. Like, yeah.
You probably need more storage.
I mean, if you're doing a griddle style, I think you're using the same kind of griddle if you're doing a griddle burger. I think it's more of an entry point thing. And I think it is somewhat a cultural thing, too. And those things are probably related to each other.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you get pretty used to saying a taco truck versus a burger truck.
Chris Williams writes in a good one that's newer. Bog and Barley does have a good burger.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not had. I've tried to go like the traditional Irish stuff when I go there.
No, Bog and Barley does have a good burger.
And I've not had their burger. That's all right.
Yeah, I think I've just done fish and chips or whatever when I've been there. I don't think I've done the burger.
Same here. When I try to go like when in Rome, there and do the fish and chips.
Well, I mean, it's Chris's point about when you went, like when Bishop was still open, it's like. Yep. Guys, I'm not here to get the burger.
Right.
It's French food.
It's French food. So
I used to like, it's all flooding back to me now. It's been a few years, so I can't, testify to it like right now, but I bet it hasn't changed. I used to like the burger at Belmont Grill.
Oh.
Can confirm.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. No.
The only problem with the burger at Belmont is then I can't get the steak sandwich, too.
I mean,
right.
That's where you get your wife to eat half and half.
That's another point of contention in my marriage.
Served on a little French bread baguette situation, if I remember correctly.
Mm,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
And they crisp it up so perfectly. Ugh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The place I used to like in Memphis, and it closed during COVID and just never came back. And it was like it was a ripoff of Shake Shack, but it was called Sear Shack.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Was that it back in Sanderlin?
Yeah, that was a good, like, the menu was very small. Burger, fried, milkshake, but they, like, did all three really well.
Yep, I remember that.
I agree.
I hate that was the good option that I hate that is no longer around.
Oh, I think y'all might agree with me. I had Freddy's 2 days ago.
It's good.
Why do we not talk about Freddy's enough?
I don't know.
The place is delicious.
It's really good. It's like if they just made Steak and Shake better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good fries. I like the fries.
Yes, they were crispy. They were hot out of the oven.
Absolutely.
Right out of the fryer. It was delicious.
Is Freddy's a national chain?
It's a chain.
I don't know how national, but I know there's a lot of them in the St. Louis and sort of Midwest area. Because I've seen Freddy's like on my drive, from Minnesota to Memphis and, mostly most places around the route.
Maybe that's why we don't talk about it. It's because it's a chain. And so when we talk about best burger places, we try to keep it local, I guess. Hey, since you make that drive.
So it's from Wichita. Let's see how many stores.
Since you make that drive all the time, Chris, do you ever have Culver's? Culver's is my favorite fast food burger, I think.
See, my wife is a Culver's fan. Maybe that's because she's from this area. I am not as – I like cheese curds. Cheese curds are very underrated.
Yep.
You can get cheese curds at Culver's. I am not super – I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm not super crazy about their burgers. So I don't – when we have stopped at Culver's, but it's when the whole family's on the trip. If I'm going by myself, that's not where I stop.
Got it. No. I'm a Culver's lover. I mean,
I like Culver's – I like the hamburger steak better than I like the burger. Because,
gotcha.
You can get the meat in three there that's delicious.
I feel like Culver's is like – as far as how the organization is run, is like the Chick-fil-A of but burgers. I feel like they're always well staffed. They run it well.
That's an interesting call. It's like as Chick-fil-A is to Georgia specifically in the South generally.
Yep.
Culver's is to Wisconsin specifically
and
in the Midwest generally. Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's a good comp.
I think so. All right. Let me ask you this. Because I was wondering this. I haven't heard you talk about this, and maybe I just haven't listened to the radio enough, and you've already talked about it. But Back in the day when the Chris Vernon Show was here, I always loved the Chris Harrington's five movie segment. I even liked John Roser's song about it. I always thought it's great. And I did not prepare you with this for anything. So
Roser's songs were always the highlight of anything that included
really
Roser's songs.
Roser's song, if Roser's song was involved, it was so good.
I had John send me like all the MP3s once of all his songs, and somewhere on a like external hard drive in a drawer somewhere, I have all the John Roser songs.
That's so great. His songs were fantastic. Every bit they had, if he had a song involved, it was always so great. But I loved that segment, and you'd always come up with some foreign language film that nobody had ever heard of. And so I didn't prep you for this, so I'm not asking you for five movies.
Yeah, Berto and I like to play up the meathead and the egghead.
Of course. But I am curious, like, is there a movie out right now that you're like, I just saw this, this is fantastic, everybody should go see this?
Well, I mean, my two favorite movies of the year, one of which everybody's already seen, which is Sinners, and the other of which has not come to Memphis. I hope it still will. I don't know if everyone would be into it, but I thought it was great. It's this little indie movie called Sorry Baby. But I'm looking forward to seeing either today or tomorrow. I'm going to get out and see Weapons. Don't tell me anything about it. I'm trying to know as little as possible, which is why I need to see it soon.
Yep.
But the buzz is really buzzing on that movie. And I'm not a big horror fan, but it's the guy who did this movie Barbarian a couple years ago, which I thought was kind of great.
Yep.
And so I'm really trying to get out to see Weapons this weekend. I'm hoping it'll be good.
Are you a Netflix subscriber?
I think so. I don't watch Netflix as much. I think my wife watches it more. Yeah. But I think we have it. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious because, like, you know.
Well, yeah, we do because we watched. My wife and I really liked the show Department Q, which was on Netflix a couple months ago.
I watched that. That's good. I was curious just because, you know, forever when I would hear you talk about movies, you'd be like, "Well, this is playing at the Highland 4." I don't know if the Highland 4 still exists. Does it still exist?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
Ridgeway 4, which is now, I think Chris said Ridgeway. Grill, maybe.
Okay. And either you would see it there, you'd have to go rent it at Black Lodge. And I was curious, like, do you watch the movie? Do you ever go to, like, the top 10 on Netflix and be like, I'm just going to turn this on and see if it's any good? Or do you ever watch movies, like, that you know are not great cinema, but you just watch them anyway?
Well, maybe. But I don't watch things cold, like, ever. And I know, normal people do that sometimes.
Yep.
But, like, I'm someone who decides what I want to watch, and then I go find out where it is. And so I spent a lot of time. There's a website called Just Watch where you can just type in anything. It'll tell you what streaming sites it's on. So I am less go to a site and find something to watch than decide what I want to watch and then go figure out where it is.
Gotcha. So you never hear people like stuff that goes straight to Netflix that wasn't in the theater. That's like the hot, buzzy show or movie that's on Netflix.
I might end up watching that stuff, but I don't watch it because it my dad and stepmom are like this. It's like for a lot of people, Netflix has become television basically.
Yeah.
And so like you open up the Netflix page and like you look at the stuff that's on the first thing you see and you choose one of them.
Yep.
I don't do that actually. I don't operate that way.
Gotcha. I run into choice paralysis and so I never know to watch. And so I end up inevitably, not because I necessarily like care, but I just go to what's hot, the top 10 things on the movies and TV list. And I'm like, is this something I've ever heard of? Then does it look interesting? I guess I'll give it a shot. And so only because I'm like, I don't know what else to watch because it's just so much stuff. And I feel like I'm already so behind on everything. So I'll just do this because apparently that's what's current and I can have a conversation with somebody about it. I don't know if you ever did that.
I mean, not generally. I generally spend too much time thinking about things I haven't seen that I need to see.
Right.
Like I keep lists and stuff.
I do
so
too.
It's more like
it's growing.
It's more I'll decide this is what I want to watch and I'll go figure out where it is. I do like film nerd from a film nerd standpoint. I subscribe to the Criterion Channel, which is a streaming service, and I do every month when like the new stuff pops up, I'll look and see like okay, what's new this month on Criterion and try to decide what I'm going to try to get to.
What is Criterion? I've never heard of this.
Criterion is the company that also does like the elaborate DVD sets. You'll hear about that sometimes. The Criterion Edition.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole thing on YouTube where people are like in the Criterion closet, and so and so actors in the closet picking out movies and talking about them. In addition to like the DVD sets they do, they have a channel that's the streaming service, just like any other streaming service. But it's, you know, it's all movies and it's more film history, art cinema kind of stuff, generally. Not
I got it. Okay. Well, Weapons is a thing to see. All right, we got to go see Weapons. Did you go?
If you have a strong stomach, it is a horror movie.
Yeah,
know,
that's true. That's true. It's not for everybody. Did you see either of the of Superman or Fantastic Four?
I saw both, and I liked both more than, like, certainly above my average opinion of the superhero movies, both of them, well above. My son and I were sort of at odds because he declared he's a bit really into movies now. He, like, is a letterbox and the whole thing, and he declared Superman, quote, absolute cinema.
Wow.
He liked that more than me. I like Fantastic Four more than him. I'm not sure if the Fantastic Four movie isn't my favorite of, like, you know, the official Marvel Universe movies. I like the Spider-Man Spider-Verse movies better, which is different.
Yep.
I like some of the first generation X-Men movies different, which is also not technically part of that realm.
Right.
But I like the Fantastic Four movie better than most of these Marvel movies for whatever reason.
Did you like the Christopher Reeve Superman stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I think if I were making a list of, like, favorite, you know, comic book superhero movies, like the Christopher Reeve, the Superman 1 and 2 would both, you know, likely be top 10 for me.
Okay, so but this is not the new Superman for, and for you, the new Superman is not at the same level as the Christopher Reeve Superman.
Not quite, probably, but it's better than all the other Superman movies I've seen. That's
fair
for
enough,
sure.
Fair enough. I haven't loved everything since then.
You know what I watched on a plane and I actually liked, and I think it was because the Captain America one is, I thought Thunderbolts was pretty fun.
I like Thunderbolts.
It's like kind of the outcast, but yeah. Florence Pugh's the lead, and she's fantastic.
She's fantastic.
So this is what I was about to say. My wife and I are actually watching right now a series. It's a one-season series from a few years ago called The Little Drummer Girl, which is a spy series, and it stars Florence Pugh with Michael Shannon and Alexander Sarsgaard.
Yep.
And we're about midway through it. And Florence Pugh is just, like, a fantastic actress.
She's
like, she just
fantastic.
Has such a scream. She has such a great screen presence. Like,
yep.
She just holds. She, like, dominates everything she's in without trying too hard.
100%.
And I think that's the main reason I like Thunderbolts. It's like, she's just in it acting a lot.
Yep.
And I just think she's great.
She's to the point that when my first introduction to her was whatever Marvel movie when, I guess it was Black Widow. When her and it's not like Scarlett Johansson is some slouch, and I felt like even when she popped on the screen, I was like, it was my eye was drawn towards. I like watching her on the screen.
Well, I think about it in these terms, and Chris, I don't know if you'd agree with this. Cillian Murphy wins the Oscar for Best Actor. The scenes in Oppenheimer with her in it, I'm drawn to her more than him.
Yep.
I wanted a spinoff movie just about her character in Oppenheimer.
Yep.
Like I really did. There's a movie that came out a couple years ago, and it's a pretty mainstream movie, but I don't think it was widely seen. If you can find it streaming somewhere, and it's a little bit of a downer. It's a romance, but it's like a romance, and one of the characters like has an illness or whatever. But it's really good. It's called We Live in Time, and it's her and Alex Garland.
Andrew Garfield, right?
Andrew Garfield. Yeah. That's right. Andrew Garfield. Yep.
What's it called?
We Live in Time. I think it's on HBO Max.
Gotcha.
Because I wanted to watch that. And my wife's like, my wife watched the trailer and she's like, I'm not watching that. She's like, that looks sad.
Yeah, it's a bit of a downer, but it's really well done. And like, it's just a lot of Florence Pugh acting, you know?
That is the thing. When you try to explain to somebody, what is the it factor? It's like, I don't know, but watch her act. Watch her on screen.
Great.
She is, whatever it is that she makes you want to watch her. I'm with you on that.
Yep.
At Thunderbolts, I actually want to see Thunderbolts, but I feel like I'm so far behind now on the Marvel stuff that like, I don't know.
I don't think I would have ever watched it other than I was on the plane.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
So much of that universe ties together that I feel like if you get behind, you can't. It's hard to watch those movies as one-offs.
It's like, I don't want to do homework.
Yes.
Well, that's one of the good things about the Fantastic Four movie. And at the end, it ties into whatever future stuff that's going to be. But the movie itself is self-contained. Like, it's not like they're now going to pull them into future Marvel movies.
Okay.
But the Fantastic Four movie, you don't need to know anything about anything.
Okay. Because, like, I did not get into the superhero movies until this, whatever that 23 movie segment was of, you know, with Iron Man and to the Avengers, all like the X-Men before that and Wolverine. I didn't see any of those, but I did like that, the Marvel stuff. And now, wasn't there a Fantastic Four before this?
That is bad.
Yeah, there were.
I never saw
but they
that.
Were bad.
Okay, I never saw any of that.
There's three. They tried to reboot it, and that one was like, hey, hold my beer. We're going to make even worse one.
Yeah, right. No, those are supposed to be really bad. I'm a fan of the first two X-Men movies, which predate the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe thing, so they're not connected to anything else.
Right.
And I think those two, the first two, just X-Men and then X2, I think those movies are really good.
I'll throw this out there, because I agree with you. I actually liked that whole trilogy.
Yeah.
The first two of the soft reboot with McAvoy, Fassbender, and Jennifer Lawrence, those first two are, like, fun, awesome watches.
Really?
The first one's Matthew Vaughn. So if you liked the very first, like, what was it, Kingsman?
Yeah.
If you liked the first one, X-Men First Class is very much in the same, like, it rhymes with that one.
Okay.
Very good. Fassbender and McAvoy, like, chemistry together is awesome.
Sure.
And then the second one is, like, they try to tie it into the other three with, and they actually pull it off.
Nice. Okay, so I could jump into this Fantastic Four and be like, just with no back end, and be
you don't need to know a single thing about any other Marvel movie to go to watch the new Fantastic Four movie.
That is good to know, because that was a slight turnoff for me, that I was going to have to still do know some backstory to enjoy it.
Nope.
Awesome. All right, Chris, I'll let you get out of here. Thanks for entertaining me with restaurants and movies and giving me new insight on stuff. All right, that's Chris Harrington.
X-Men First Class, because I think they're now on Plus. I think they now put them on Disney Plus.
Okay.
And X-Men Days of Future Past. Do not watch Apocalypse.
Okay.
And if you see Dark Phoenix, run far, far,
that's a waste of time.
Away. Now, I also like bad movies.
Yeah.
So I have obviously watched both of those.
Sure.
But like, that's one that I'm watching for me.
You know what? What's kind of great? Is that Cliff Notes, which were also great when you were doing book reports in school, is that there's now YouTube Cliff Notes of entire movies. And so if you needed to do homework to get into a movie series,
here's what you need to know.
Here's everything in 11 minutes.
Before you go see.
It's so helpful. It's literally what got my wife into Star Wars. When the latest, because my son was getting into Star Wars, like when he was way young, he was watching the original three, and my wife could not have been more apathetic. She didn't hate it. She didn't love it. She didn't even know it. She didn't care anything about it.
Agnostic.
Totally agnostic. And when this latest three came out, with, you know, I guess it was probably 10 years ago, or, you know.
2015 is when Force Awakens.
So when Force Awakens was coming out, and she wanted to take him to go see it, and she's like, I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Just watch A New Hope. You're good.
I found her.
You'll be in there.
On YouTube, it was all six movies in 12 minutes. And in 12 minutes, she went from totally agnostic to a complete Star Wars fan, and could not have been more excited about going to see The Force Awakens. And I was like, oh my gosh, it worked!
Okay, there's this guy, Anakin. He's basically like the greatest athlete ever.
Yes.
The super put together, I'm a politician woman is actually secretly a cleat chaser.
Yep.
And it all goes bad from there.
Pretty much. That's what it was.
Correct.
Like. She was like, wait, it's a soap opera in space.
Uh-huh.
With
but we call it a space opera.
With mild fighting.
Yeah. With laser swords.
She's
correct.
Like, I had no idea.
Can I interest you also in some spaceships?
She was like, I had no idea that Star Wars was a soap opera.
Imagine dog fighting, but with lasers.
With lasers.
Yes.
And so she was all in. So I, as worried as I am about catching up on having no backstory, YouTube recaps exist. And so I feel like I could do that if I needed to. Like, if a movie was so great that I needed to see it, but I also needed a backstory, I could catch up.
I feel like that's what I'm... Whenever House of the Dragon comes back...
Yeah.
Because what they're... When they start... Now they're doing the thing where, like, they're putting 3 years in between them.
Right.
I'm like, wait, who is that again?
Well, it's like Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
I like Deadpool, and I've seen Deadpool 1 and 2. I've never seen a single Wolverine movie, and so, like, for me to get the jokes or know what's going on, I feel like I need to see Wolverine stuff to watch Deadpool and Wolverine.
It was very, like, self-referential.
Yes. Like, I feel like I need to know some things to get that, and so I've not watched it on that fact.
So, I haven't seen all of, like, Logan or whatever, X-Men Origins, mm-hmm. Wolverine. I haven't seen those. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Got it.
You'll be fine.
It's just superhero movies.
I do like how Ryan Reynolds basically was like, how can I make Van Wilder into a superhero?
He did it.
He did it.
He did it.
But he had to make him ugly.
He did.
Which is also the joke in that.
It is totally also the joke.
Like, I do like how, what's your origin story? What if I wasn't good looking? Like, that has to be like Ryan's worst day, right?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, that'd be awful.
What if I, what if I was still funny,
right?
But I wasn't good looking. How would I navigate
spoiler,
the world?
Like, you still get the girl, buddy.
Still get the girl. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
There's preseason football.
Everything I planned going into the show, I don't think we've talked about any of it, except for asking Chris about movies. You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm J.R. Moore filling in on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Goo Goo Dolls Day here on the Jeff Calkins Show.
Should always be.
Do you think Jeff Calkins has ever heard of the Goo Goo Dolls?
Only probably if I've been talking about them. Well, I don't know. They're from Buffalo.
That's right. Is there any other band, famous band from Buffalo? Are they it?
Shouldn't Buffalo, like, I feel like working class towns, like, should have more. No one's coming to mind, because honestly, one of the, like, rock concert DVDs, or whatever they're calling them now, the Buffalo show where it's pouring down rain, where the Goo Goo Dolls play, like, he plays Iris in the Rain, like, all-time great moment.
All right, I'm underselling Buffalo. Rick James is from Buffalo.
Okay, but we said band.
Oh, that's true, we said bands, you're right. We said band. Brian McKnight's from Buffalo, but all, again, solo artist. So, definitely the famous band.
Is Buffalo Springfield? They're from Canada, right?
Definitely not from Buffalo. Okay, yeah, there are other artists, like...
I nailed it! They are from Canada.
Are they? Yeah. There are other artists from Buffalo, but not... I think as far as bands go, they're the most famous band. So you think Pearl Jam is less than Goo Goo Dolls?
Yes.
Does I don't think that that they have, that Goo Goo Dolls have any single record as good as 10.
Okay. I also don't think, I think it would take us at least five songs for Pearl Jam to have, like, if we start
incorrect.
Going song for song.
I think Iris is the greatest song.
See, I also have another hot take.
Okay.
I think Name's a better song than Iris.
I disagree with that. I cannot get on that. I mean, I think Name's a great song, but I can't get on that board. I think Goos have the greatest song, and they have more of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I think we can go at tit for tat on at the top there. And
I'm getting my number two pick,
and I think 10's the best record.
You're giving me my number two pick. Like if I take Name one, like, or you get if you like. To me, it's,
well, see, if I think if you can take, I would take Iris one, and then I think you could make an argument for Better Man or
there's also something about, I get it.
Or Jeremy as number two.
See, I don't like either of those songs.
You like Better Man?
No.
That's the most,
what's the
bro entry into Pearl Jam ever.
I just think Pearl Jam just didn't die. They're from the grunge era. Everybody else dies.
That's a check marks in their box.
Right. No, I think that's. A
survival is I think it's a plus.
Correct, but like maybe it's Vedder's voice. Right. I don't know. I don't like their chord progressions.
Hot take: Pearl Jam over Nirvana for me. I think Nirvana got a lot of extra credit because he died.
There's no question. Well, and Dave Grohl's cool.
And Dave Grohl's cool. And Foo Fighters like, are a really good band.
Let's be clear. Dave Grohl legitimately cheated on his wife, had a kid outside of marriage, and we're like, we don't care.
For the most part.
We're like, we're fine. Like, that's rock and roll, baby.
That's
like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's rock and roll.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like, we obviously don't tell our wives that, but
that's
like,
right.
You know,
just
like,
keep playing good rock songs.
Yeah, just commit.
Keep being a good rock band.
So, you know, getting back.
And maybe it's because, like,
it's Vedder's voice that I don't like.
Okay, well, that goes a long way. There's a lot of artists who I think are good songwriters and have good songs, but I can't stand to hear them sing them.
Well, it's like, I also acknowledge this is the guy that openly likes Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
I acknowledge that there's something there, but it's the same problem I have with Neil Young.
Yes. Neil Young's a great songwriter.
Do I think he's a brilliant songwriter?
I can't take his voice.
I also can't stand him.
Yeah, that's true. That too.
He's extremely preachy.
Very preachy. He is not a likable figure, and nor does he sound good.
Correct.
But he's a good songwriter.
And I acknowledge he is remarkably talented.
I get that. Okay. When you put it that way, I can understand that take a little more.
The first Pearl Jam song, didn't they come out with a new album? Like in the last 2 years?
Yes.
That single.
Yep.
I think it was on the Bear. It was on a TV show, and I was like, damn it. I like that one.
Yeah.
But that was the first one. Like, I do not like Better Man. I don't like Jeremy. Even Flow. I don't even like Even Flow.
Wow.
What
about Daughter?
No.
Wow. Okay. All right. Part of this might be you're, like, slightly too young.
I mean, but at the same time, it's like, I'm too young for...
See, I think, and Eddie Vedder, I think, is a rock star. I don't think Johnny Resnick is necessarily a rock star. Am I wrong?
He's got great hair. He's always had, like, flippy hair. Like,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there. I don't know. I just always...
My problem with Johnny now is, and again, this is coming from...
He looks like an alien?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, but I will say, I'll give him credit for this. I think he's giving us a preview of what Tom Brady's going to look like in 10 years.
100%.
Because it's like, dude.
He is like, this is the Tom,
off.
Be careful. Be careful,
yes,
Tom.
Like,
pump the brakes.
This is your future.
Pump the brakes. Yeah. 100%. Because Tom is about to cross a threshold. He may
Does
already
Robbie,
have.
Like, because Robbie's just gotten fat. Like, Robbie just was like,
like,
but they're still
the
best friends.
Player.
Like,
yeah.
Does he ever say anything? Or is it just like, this
he
is my gravy train?
He has to. When your best friend's like that, you know he's got surely he dogs on him.
I would hope. But then I would question whether or not they're actually best friends if not.
That's exactly right.
Is Brad going to chime in? Hang on. I got to put White up there. Okay, now I got it.
Can I rule on this?
Yes.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder's a huge rock. It's an age thing. Yeah,
it's
early 90s versus late 90s.
Yeah, he's a little bit too young.
But like,
I'm not disparaging your pick.
No, no,
I'm just,
no. But my argument is like, so. There's other bands that I'm too young. Like, I think Rush is great.
Oh, wow.
I'm too young for Rush.
Sure. But
okay. I follow.
I think to appreciate Eddie Vedder, the rock star, I think you have to be mine and Brad's age.
I think so. I think that's our high school era too.
This is making my argument for me. My argument is strictly based on music. Y'all are talking vibe.
I mean, that's true, but I also think 10's the best. I don't think the Goo Goo Dolls have a record as good as 10. And I think, I think Iris is the best song. I think Pearl Jam could have 2 or 3.
Yeah. I think that's, you know. I'm sorry, here we go.
No,
I'm
appreciate
trying to do an arbiter.
I appreciate you coming in here, Brad.
Dizzy Up the Girl, Slide, Broadway, Black Balloon, Acoustic Number 3, which is the predecessor to Sympathy, and Iris.
You're kind of a patsy. The grunge era, I'm telling you.
I also don't think
missed out.
I think grunge.
Yep, that's pretty good.
I think grunge is also I think grunge and 80s rock is not our best.
No, I don't necessarily either.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think that's a fair take.
And I'm the guy that's like, I do think most of music is a response to like a previous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think what comes after grunge is better than what comes.
I can follow
that. I agree
that.
With that,
I can
actually.
Follow that argument, too. Yeah. I also don't like Nirvana, so I was pretty selective with my
I just said
Pearl
Jam over Nirvana
for
me.
Yeah, same. So yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree with the Nirvana thing. I also acknowledged early on, like, I don't get it.
I got it. It just wasn't my thing.
I've never understood the Kurt Cobain's a genius.
No.
That's never clicked for me.
People get labeled a genius. If you're the one to revolutionize, to change an entire trend, like if you're the one who started the cycle of like,
does he start Soundgarden?
That's arguable, but they became the biggest.
But then there's the question, like, only the good die young.
Yes.
Like, how much of it is, like, him dying young?
A lot. A lot of it is him dying young. And he's really good looking.
Super good looking.
So he also had that going for him.
Also bad boy.
Bad boy, married another musician.
Married the bad girl.
Married the bad girl. So, like, it was tailor-made to be legendary. And then dying in the 27 Club.
And Francis married Tony Hawk's kid, right?
I don't know that.
I think that's
maybe
true.
So.
Their kid is going to maybe be the coolest person alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, what if that person's like the biggest square ever? Like, that would just be like God keeping it fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to do this again Monday. Maybe we'll talk about sports.
Maybe we'll have sports.
I feel like we had a lot of great things to say today.
I did too.
We didn't.
I had more fun today than I've had all week.
There we go. We didn't talk about preseason football. That happened. The golf tournament is exciting, and I'm so glad we have it. And I hope everybody who came into Memphis has the best time.
But don't go to the Rendezvous tonight.
I'm going to go to the.
I'm or taking, go after six.
I'm going with my dad and my son. We're going to go to the Redbirds game tonight. And I was asking Jeffrey if the Rendezvous is going to be slammed tonight. If you're at the Rendezvous, if you work there, there's going to be a table for three coming. More table of three. Please help us out.
Pre-order sausage and cheese.
Pre-order.
Love the ribs and brisket.
Thank you to Chris Harrington for joining us today. This is the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to be on vacation still next week. I'm going to do this again on Monday. My name is J.R. Moore. You can tweet at me at J.R. Moore Music or on Instagram, Facebook. I'm on all those. They're all at J.R. Moore Music. Love to hear from you. Other than that, have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday. That's Jeffrey right across the glass. Hey, Jeffrey, what else is coming on today? I'm supposed to do that. I forgot.
I'm actually okay that you forgot to do that
because I
didn't have it pulled up.
You never pulled up. It's my job to cue you up, and I did not.
Coming up next on Jason and John, Anthony Sane joins them at 11:25.
There we go.
Ernie Kuiper's going to join them at 12:25. Parthia Padiai live from the golf tournament at 1:25. Tim Murray joins me today. Jeffrey Wright and company, my old boss Neil McCready, will join us during the first hour. Cobb will be the game at 5 o'clock.
I love it. That sounds like a great afternoon of listening.
Don't turn that dial.
My name is J.R. Moore, filling in for Jeff Calkins. You're listening to 99 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.